The Urbanist is brought to you in association with the Department of Culture and Tourism, Abu Dhabi. Saadiyat Cultural District, Abu Dhabi, is a beacon of hope and inspiration. A catalyst to spark growth and collaboration with museums and experiences, where art and science and nature and technology coexist.
The belief of Abu Dhabi that culture is the backbone of our society.
Stay tuned for a special episode of the show, in which you can hear His Excellency Mohammed Khalifa Al Mubarak explain exactly why and how Saadiyat Cultural District Abu Dhabi is the perfect place to collaborate, create and innovate. Saadiyat Cultural District Abu Dhabi, proud partner of The Urbanist on Monocle Radio.
Today's modern stadiums are typically big, brash arenas, relying on more than just on-field action, but also flashy technology and hospitality to impress. In Football Mad Italy, this trend is lagging behind, as most clubs still play in aging facilities owned by local municipalities. And for Milan's nearly century-old San Siro Stadium, the country's largest venue to watch a football match, the future is somewhat uncertain. You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Ivan Cavallo explores San Siro, a stadium that is beloved by the supporters of the two Milan football clubs who both call it home.
Milan's Duomo Cathedral and La Scala Opera House are well-known city landmarks, but today residents are more likely to meet at another gathering place, the San Siro Stadium. Here locals congregate to enjoy one of the Bel Paese's favorite pastimes, calcio. Fans of Italian football have nicknamed San Siro La Scala del Calcio, given the many extraordinary performances over the years from AC Milan and Inter, the two clubs which both use the stadium for home matches. AC Milan has bragging rights over San Siro, given they started here first when club president Piero Pirelli oversaw the initial phase of construction in 1926. Back then, fans poured into four bleacher sections on each side of the pitch. A decade later, when the arena was taken over by the city government, the stands were connected to create an oval seating area able to host upwards of 50,000 spectators. After the war, in 1947, Inter Milan began to use the venue for home games, and in the 1950s, a second tier was built to boost capacity. The architectural profile of the stadium was given a modern touch, as helical ramps were built to access the upper level. The San Siro gained further recognition when it was selected to host the opening match of the 1990 World Cup, and underwent an upgrade to expand to 85,000 seats. Architect Giancarlo Ragazzi created a hybrid structure, mixing architectural styles from Italian postmodernism to Japanese metabolism. A third level was added, and the facade is marked by massive spiraling access ramps and towers that together resemble huge coil springs that seem to lighten the heavy concrete used during construction. A noteworthy feature in Ragazzi's design is a roof over the stands made of steel trusses that poke out at the four corners and which are painted red in homage to the color scheme used by AC Milan. Fast forward to today, and the city's two clubs, now both under foreign ownership, argue they each need a new stadium to provide more creature comforts for their supporters. While both explore sites on the outskirts of Milan, attempts to improve the existing San Siro facilities continue, including discussions on retrofitting the third level and adding corporate hospitality suites. At AC Milan, which now sees many foreign tourists visiting to take in a home match at the weekend, club officials are providing luxury seating and high-end dining. Their latest invention is a front-row experience, with leather seats at ground level, set at midfield to let spectators see the match through the eyes of the coaches. Milan's mayor, Giuseppe Sala, meanwhile, is still battling to keep both clubs at San Siro, which is slated to host the opening ceremonies of the Milan-Cortina Winter Olympics in 2026, the year the stadium celebrates its 100th anniversary. While the allure of a shiny new sporting complex is appealing, many supporters have a fond attachment to the stadium. Despite its impressive size, the arena is very compact, with stands that are steep and close to the action. San Siro has survived different eras of Italian history and multiple renovations, and ably serves its role as a sanctuary where the Milanese community comes together to cheer on their teams.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by Ivan Cavallo and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, City Lovers.